This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. Today I wanted to talk about what it feels like when you don't have it. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and we recognize right away, we don't have it today. Regardless of what your profession is or what your responsibilities are, we all have a sense of what it is we need to do on a given day. And sometimes when we wake up in the morning, we recognize very quickly, we don't have it. And unfortunately, that doesn't change the fact that we have responsibilities and we have things we need to take care of. We have jobs, we have children, we have places to be and things to do. Some of them are unavoidable. So what do? When we don't have it. And the it in this particular exercise is the ability to clearly think through what it is we need to do and when we need to do it and how we need to do it, because there are people counting on us in a variety of ways. We may have a job where there's people counting on us. We may have our children. We have people that, based on the things that we do, it affects their lives. So we need to think about, how are we going to fulfill these responsibilities in a given day when we don't have the capacity to be able to do that? Some days, and this is rare, there may be an option to just kind of pack it in for the day. You take a sick day or a personal day or something like that, and you lay in bed and you watch TV, and that day gets away from you. We don't all have that option. That may be something that is available for a certain pocket of people, but for most of us, we don't have the ability to do that. We have people that are counting on us and need things from us. Way, way back at the very beginning of this whole thing, I talked about setting a routine and gathering an understanding of what it is that we need to do in a given day. Who needs us? Where do we need to be? What do we need to do? When we get up in the morning and we recognize we just don't have it, how do we get through that day or a couple of days or week when our mind and our body and our soul are just exhausted? What is it that we do? Now, I don't want this to sound super cheesy and hokey and corny. I don't want it to sound like I'm telling people that are experiencing serious difficulties to just do things. There are days in our life when we just can't. And that's okay. It's okay to not be able to do something. It's not okay to not be able to do something for a really extended period of time where it starts to affect your ability to function on a daily level. If we have a day or two where we just need to recalibrate and recharge, that's okay. If we find ourselves in a situation where we're doing this for an extended period of time, that's when we may want to revisit and take a look at certain things in our life. But if we wake up in the morning and we recognize we just don't have it, that's your first step. Just recognizing, I don't have it today. And saying that to yourself. I don't have it today, but how am I going to do today? What am I going to try to do today that's going to allow me to fulfill some of the responsibilities I need to fill? I feel like a lot of people think that every day needs to be perfection. We have to do our job great, do the things with our kids great, do the things with our partner or our family great. And sometimes it's just good. And sometimes it's less than good. And sometimes it's just not. And all these things are okay. It's okay to not have it. It's okay to know and own the fact that you're not capable of doing certain things today. But it's recognizing what are the things you can do. You can't do everything on a day where you don't have it. You just can't. You can't do everything on days where you do have it. But it's recognizing and owning the fact that I don't got it today. And what is it that I'm going to focus on today to try to get some things accomplished that make me feel a little bit better about the fact that I don't have it? So we recognize it. We own it. I don't have it today. I just don't. And that's okay. Also recognizing the fact that it's probably temporary. And the word temporary carries with it a couple of different definitions. We hear temporary and we think very short term. Temporary could be a little while. But temporary implies not forever. Things happen in our life. We have certain events that take place that have a profound effect on our ability to function. And the word temporary implies in many people's minds that a couple days, maybe a week. Temporary could be a little while. Temporary could be a couple of months or 6 months. And sometimes we have a difficult time working with temporary because temporary is limbo. We don't like limbo as people. We like to know what's going to happen. We like to understand the end point of certain things. If I don't have it and I don't feel like I can accomplish things, how long am I going to feel like this? And sometimes there's no answer to that. Sometimes temporary is a little bit longer than we want it to be. And we work through stuff and we deal with stuff and it's hard. And the idea of temporary and being told this is temporary, it sounds condescending. And a lot of times people don't like hearing that word. But when we tell someone something is temporary, sometimes there's a little bit of anxiety that goes with that because we don't know what the end point is going to be. Nobody likes that feeling. I don't like that feeling. Nobody does. But if you recognize that sometimes you don't have it, and you own the fact that sometimes you don't have it, but you admit to yourself that I had a functioning level that was different than this at some point, and I have the capability and the ability to get back to that functioning level. I just don't have it right now. And it's hard to think about, I used to be able to do things at this level and now I'm doing them at this level. And how do I get to a place where I'm back to where I was before? It's really about redefining progress. It's really about recognizing what am I capable of right now? And what can I accomplish right now with what it is that I'm working through, whatever is going on in our personal or professional lives, or sometimes both at the same time, because our personal and our professional lives don't have a conference with each other and decide, okay, you know, you're going to kick up right now and you're just going to take it easy. A lot of times it's all at the same time because what we're dealing with and what we're going through bleeds into all different aspects of our life. We want to redefine what progress is and define for ourselves, what is it that makes me feel like I'm making progress? For some people, it's getting out of bed. For some people, it's getting to their job. Or I got my kids dropped off at school today and I got them everything that they needed. And for me today, that's progress because I woke up feeling like I couldn't even do that. We have to think about the redefinition of progress because we have functioning levels throughout the course of our lives where, you know, sometimes we're just absolutely killing it and other times we're just absolutely not. And there's a lot of subtle levels in the middle. But part of what helps us see and recognize when we don't have the capacity to do things is realizing that we at one point did. And maybe right now in this temporary state we are in, we can't function at that level. And that's okay, because we can't maintain our optimal level of functioning all the time. And sometimes we think we have to. We're not perfect. Monday, maybe we did a million things, and Tuesday we did nothing, and Wednesday we did 50%, and Thursday we did 12%, and sometimes we're all over the place when it comes to functioning level and ability to do things. We have to recognize the fact that we are not going to achieve that level of perfection. And oftentimes that exceeding level of functioning is temporary, just the same as the inability to accomplish anything that we see as relevant. Most days are in the middle. You know, you think maybe in the course of life, 5% of the time we are operating at our complete and total optimal level, and 5% of the time we are absolutely positively not able to function. And then about 90% of the time we're just kind of going with it, because most of life is days that are just okay. Think about it. Think about the last 30 days. How many of those days were amazing? And how many of those days were just god-awful? And most days are somewhere in the middle. Now, if you're dealing with an extreme situation right now or some sort of acute factor that is making most of your days miserable, then that's going to be a different thing. But if you stretch that out over the course of a lifetime, most days are okay. And we have to redefine what our sense of progress is, because we have to cut ourselves a break. Most of us are doing a lot of things for a lot of people. We're doing things for our coworkers. And if we are in some sort of helping profession, we're doing things for all of those people. We're doing things for our children and for our partners and for our families and our friends. There's only so much of us that we can give. And we have to redefine how we view the progress we are making with regard to how we are functioning. Sometimes we have to recognize the fact that we don't have the capacity to function at our optimal level. And we have to own that and just say, okay, this is what this is today. And maybe it is temporary. And temporary could be today, or temporary could be this week, or temporary could be, you know what, for the next 6 to 9 months, this is how my life's going to be. And learning and finding ways to be able to manage that on a daily basis so that you recognize that the progress you're making may not be huge, but it's something. And maybe we fall back a little bit. Maybe we have a period of time where we start to get it and figure it out with whatever it is that we're dealing with on a daily basis, and we just slide back. And we have a couple of days or a week where we're just a mess and we can't do anything. And there's just stuff everywhere, and there's things that need to be done, and people are emailing and calling and texting, and we just have a break in our ability to be able to manage whatever this situation is. And we try to do what we can with what we have. And if you only have 10% of yourself on a given day, then we do what we can with that. But the idea of always trying to be kind of moving forward, even if it's an inch, is going to get us to a place where we can figure out what energy we have and what capacity we have in a given time period to be able to deal with things. And maybe you have nothing. And that's something I think a lot of people have a very difficult time with, is when you have absolutely nothing to give. And when you have nothing to give, you can give nothing. And that's okay. Because when we have everything to give, that's okay. And we have a little bit to give, that's okay. But when we have nothing to give, many people think that isn't okay. And throughout the course of a lifetime, there are going to be a lot of days where we just have nothing. And if you can recognize that, and you can own that a little bit, and realize and communicate, I have nothing, that's okay. Because all of us at a certain point have nothing. We all know what that feels like. And if we were a little bit more communicative about it, and if our culture was a little bit more open to the fact that sometimes we have nothing, maybe people would feel more comfortable feeling that way. But when we have nothing, we feel like we just have to keep going, keep going, keep going. And sometimes doing things even at a minimal level is helpful, because we're looking for some sort of normalcy and some sort of way to keep us on track. It's not push through. It's not just keep going. It's if I have nothing, if I do or try to be in the places that I am normally, maybe it'll make me feel a little bit better about the fact that I got here. Sometimes just being in your own thoughts out of routine is not helpful, because all we think about and yearn for is, where am I supposed to be right now? You know, so we go to work, or we spend time with our families and things of that nature when we don't want to, because we're looking for some sort of path to normalcy. We're looking for some sort of path to routine to say, okay, I have nothing today, but you know what? If I go to work and I'm around people, maybe I could bring it together a little bit to try to do what I can with what I got. And sometimes that doesn't work, but sometimes it does. And the last thing is, sometimes we just gotta let today go. You get to the end of the day and you take a look back and you think to yourself, did I do more good today than I did bad? And sometimes the answer to that is no, I didn't. And sometimes we just gotta let today go, because if you look at the totality of life, we have days where we do nothing, we get nothing done, we contributed nothing. But at the end of the day, it does kind of even out, because there's a lot of days where we do a lot, and we contribute a lot, and we help a lot. And we have to recognize that those things do even out at some point. When we think about all the times and all the days that we did things and we helped people and we did push through to get something done or to help someone else on days when we couldn't, sometimes there are days when we just need to allow ourselves to let go a little bit and recognize that sometimes you just don't have it. And that's okay. So to realize that, you have to pay attention.